All right, this is Sally Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode, we're going to talk about how to become more thoughtful.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Now, if I read the title of an episode for a podcast that said, how to be more thoughtful, I'd be like, let me skip this one, right?
So first of all, don't skip this one. Today seems to be esoteric day.
Yes.
So
this might be one of the most important discussions we've ever had. Let's see if we could keep to that promise.
Wow, we got
to
deliver on that. Right?
Yeah. So here's why I want to talk about this.
Okay.
So the last 2 weeks, there has been a number of moments in discussions with people in my team, in my family, or people that I advise, people that are friends or startup founders, where in a very short period of time, like they would describe something to me and I would look at it and it would be glaringly obvious that there's something missing here. And I would ask, well, what about this obvious thing? And there would be no answer to it. And one way or another, people would be like, oh, shit.
We didn't think about that.
I didn't think about that. Yes, that's the money. That's the money sentence here. Oh, I didn't think about that.
So I got a quick aside.
Yes.
I keep staring at the water I have here.
Yes.
And I think you're really thoughtful for every time I show up, there's always a water on the coaster that's on my side.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I want you to be taken care of.
I appreciate that. So there's an example of you being thoughtful in a little way.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of a tip.
Yeah.
Just start being thoughtful in little ways and it might help, and thoughtful for other people.
So.
Because it's a practice, right?
Yes. But how do we get there? So what I want to get to is because there were, like yesterday I had dinner with my co-founder and I told him about one little thing that happened and we were crying laughing. Like in a painful way, it was like half laughing,
like
half
one of those
crying.
Fucked up, kind of like.
I don't know what it was, like a mixture of like it was an example of somebody being really thoughtless about something in a very innocent way.
Yeah, gotcha.
But it just made us go, oh my god, why?
Yeah.
Why are people not thinking things through?
Correct.
And so it's something I'm struggling with, and I'm wondering, how can I help people to be more thoughtful? How do you even do this? Because it seemed like a thing where if I told somebody, be more thoughtful, the next question to me is, how do I do that?
And, or I'm already thoughtful.
Or, well,
I don't know.
All right. The benefit in my life is that the people that I've taught that told this, they're self-aware enough to be like,
okay.
Yeah, shit. But they struggle to get there, or they struggle to know what to do to get there. And in the past, a lot of times the advice that I've given to people were things like, well, take more time and add more focus to something. So don't do it while you're listening to music, answering emails. Don't rush into this 3 minutes before the meeting. Like, make sure you spend more time in a more calm environment and thinking it through all angles. What could Stelly say about this? What happens next is a big component of this, right? Oh, if we do X, Y, and Z, what happens next? Like thinking into the future, which is something I was wondering about with the water example that you brought up, is, you know, why do I not forget this, or why do I always do this? Is because before you show up, I'll imagine you coming through the door. I'll imagine sitting us down. And then I know I want you to have water. We're talking for an hour. And I will, if there's something on this table, you know, that I don't want you to see, like naked pictures of me or something else, I'll
never seen them. Don't want to see them. We're good.
So I'll think through what's going to happen next. What do I want this experience to be? And I'll pick up on things versus, I would notice a lot of times people don't think into the future ahead of what's happens next. So you show up and this room is a mess and they don't have the laptop open and they're like, oh shit, I don't know, where's the software to record this?
Yeah.
And oh, do you need water? And to me, that is like not thinking ahead a few steps and thinking, oh, in 30 minutes, somebody's going to show up. What can I do to prepare this?
Yeah. And we always have limited time.
Yes.
Right? Just in general.
Yeah.
So it makes sense on your framework around it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to look up the definition of thoughtful.
I love it. Yes.
And there's three.
Okay.
One, so these are definitions of thoughtful. One is absorbed in or involving thought.
Okay.
The example is browse drawn together in thoughtful consideration. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, cool. So that's the number one one, okay. Which is not what we're actually talking about, no. Right? So that's interesting that that's the first one. First, and I think that's one reason why when you say it, people don't fully internalize it. Because they're like, oh, I think a lot. I'm thoughtful. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
So number two, I think we're getting better, is showing consideration for the needs of other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, he was attentive and thoughtful.
Okay.
So you could say that half of the water is that.
Yes.
Right? The other one, which is the third one, is showing careful consideration or attention.
Yeah.
I would say the other half is that one.
That one.
Right? Of like, what's the experience? What do we got to do here? How do we save time? While the consideration for other people is like, oh, I have water. He might as well have water, for example.
Yeah.
Right? So I think we could start there and say, well, like, you know, if you're in a situation where someone else is involved, you should be thoughtful about what's going to happen and what their experience is together.
Yeah.
Right? It's a pretty simple one. And that's one where I bet the best salespeople are really thoughtful when they get on the phone.
Yeah. They typically are. Anyone that is in a position that requires them to influence others, salespeople do that for a living, leaders in any, founders in a lot of ways do this. When you have to communicate and influence, you know, being thoughtful makes a big difference.
So right?
Thinking about the